Seniors and aging, we know aging is inevitable, but getting old is not. And so we like to encourage folks to age well, happy, fully found and sound in their right state of mind, and having fun. That's what our show is all about, having fun. And education. So that's what we kind of do here at our show. We talk about politics, we talk about finance, retirement. We had a wonderful show about love. We have to revisit that again. Talk about relationships, education, healthcare, and so much more. We're looking for amazing topics, so please send me information about topics and things you would like to learn about, and you can do that at wcom.fm.com. You can send it to the website, and they will make sure that I get the email and hear about the topics. But again, we're here to educate the community, Orange County, Chatham County, and any other surrounding area that can stream us from their desk, feel free to do so. But again, we're here to talk about seniors and any issues or challenges that affect their lives. Today's guest, two of my good friends, we have Zach, who is in the studio here in Carrboro, and Diane. And I'm going to formally introduce them. I know my Zach and Diane, but to our listening audience, you guys need to know their official name and who they are and where they're from. Diane Beckett, she's the founder of Live Well, Chief Care Officer, and Zach Fraley, he's the Vice President of Live Well. And I've known Diane and Zach for a couple years. Tell you a little bit about who they are. Diane is the visionary behind Live Well Model of Care, which represents a new approach to thinking about and delivering long-term care. In 2009, she returned to her family's home, where I've been, and I love it, here in Chapel Hill, and she transformed it into the award-winning Live Well Assisted Living community. Her diversified professional experience as a healthcare manager, educator, and an award-winning actress, I didn't know that about Diane until I started to read her bio, and playwright gives her a unique perspective on aging and the central role creativity plays in designing helpful, joyful living spaces for older adults. That's so true. And you can tell us a little bit how you use that skill set in managing Live Well community. Zach Fraley is the Vice President of Live Well Assisted Living. He has direct responsibility for Live Well's business development and marketing efforts, which he does very well.
Thank you, Pat.
Which include, you can give me my $5 later. He's the liaison for existing and prospective referral partners. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means for Live Well, and you'll share with us about some of your clients and what's a good client fit for you. Prior to relocating back to North Carolina, Zach worked extensively with Live Well's founders at the corporate office in California. Zach received a BA from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you,
You're
Pat.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. So the first thing that I want our listeners to learn about, because I was so intrigued when I did my first visit at your house, at your home, at your facility, all of that, I kind of think about house, home, facility when I visit. I want our listeners to learn a little bit about the vision behind Live Well Assisted Living, because I was so impressed. So share with our listeners how you guys started this wonderful model.
Sure. First of all, thank you, Pat, for having us and for providing this show for our community. It's so important. I love your opening song, The Best Is Yet to Come, because that's a theme that I personally embrace, and we embrace at Live Well.
You see, it took me a while to bring it down. I could listen to the entire song, but I have to remind myself.
Frank Sinatra plays throughout our home all the time.
He's amazing.
For all the good reasons.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as Americans age, we worry about finding a place where we can live comfortably and happily.
Mm-hmm.
We worry about losing our connections to family, friends, and our community. We fear isolation.
Yeah.
We worry whether or not we'll receive the care that we need.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And our generation, we worry about whether we can provide and find the kind of care that our parents or maybe even our grandparents will need.
Yeah.
And I experienced this fear in particular when my family and I were suddenly catapulted into the role of caregiver for my terminally ill 84-year-old mother. And like many who find themselves in this situation, we were overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, there's no blueprint for that, right?
There isn't.
And we found it difficult to navigate this life-changing event.
Mm-hmm.
So Live Well grew out of this personal experience, this personal calling. It's in response to that feeling of being overwhelmed. And in some ways, I feel I was like led to this. Yeah. So when I returned to my family's home in 2009 in Chapel Hill to transform it into Live Well Assisted Living, I had this vision in my mind, and it was to be a new thought leader on aging, to create a beautiful, healthful, joyful homes for older adults, and to really provide concierge, individual attention and solutions for older adults and families in our community.
I love that concierge concept, because the care plan, you know, the center care center plan, I don't think we talk about that enough, about the individual care. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I mean, you know, one of the main differences I think of when I think of Live Well, I know it was one of the things I wanted to convey in our home, is that we are a real home.
Mm-hmm.
We're not home-like.
Right.
And we're in a real neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We imagine Live Well being a place where older adults want to live.
Right.
It's a place where families want to spend large amount of times with their aging loved ones. Mm-hmm. It's a place where staff are excited to come to work and share their talents. It's a place where, like, a retired professor, for example, a widower, can receive the kind of support that she may need to remain intellectually engaged and socially active, whether that means we arrange attendance at a symposium or a symphony or a concert or a book club, whatever those things are that will keep us, as we age, connected, connected to all parts of ourselves and to the world outside. It's a place where a retired banker, avid golfer, can decide that he wants to watch the Masters from his favorite chair in the library, or that he goes to an area clubhouse that our concierge arranges and watches it from there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very individualized. It's a place where older adults can receive the support they need to live vibrant and active lives, and a place where people will live longer and happier.
You know, I can envision it, and again, our listening audience can't see your community, but since I've been there, I hope I can kind of share your passion for
absolutely, and they can come to our website, www.livewellassistedliving.com, and there's images there. There's our Facebook page, and Zach will talk about it, just to see it.
Yeah, just to see it. But to see it in person, that makes the difference.
It's a beautiful environment. It's situated on 3.5 acres of natural, serene, wooded forests adjacent to the Duke Trails. It's a large living space that features wonderful sun-drenched rooms, common areas, beautiful spacious bedrooms. It's a place that I think is filled with a lot of peace and calm, but also vibrancy. And and that's not an easy combination or balance to strike, but that's what we strive to do every day.
I remember when I first came in, and I came in, Zach, and I went to the right, and there was the kitchen, and I felt just like I was at home in my kitchen, because I think I came right at the tail end or the beginning of a meal, or I can't remember, but the staff were in the kitchen, and they were talking to a couple of folks who were sitting at the dining table, and it was just like, for them, like they were just talking to their family.
No, and that's exactly it. I mean, for us, Live Well is central to any design that is in conversation about aging in place or aging in community. It's a home, and it's a home in a real neighborhood that offers all the benefits of your own personal home.
Right.
And, you know, for some of us, it may make sense to live in community with others, to kind of become part of a chosen or selected family.
Right, exactly.
And something that is inherent with the Live Well brand and model is the authenticity of the home actually being a real home. You know, and to speak to what you were talking about with the person-centered care, we're allowed to be able to have that opportunity because we never have any more than six residents residing at Live Well at any given time.
Okay.
So that is what gives us the ability to provide that person-centered care and individual approach and having a relevant experience for each resident on a day-to-day basis.
Because, you know, sometimes, you know, as a business that, you know, this is what we do, this is our bread and butter, is our livelihood, you know, we have a business. But sometimes you ever think about things that just go from 0 to 60. And you know, as far as growth, and then the size is always the concept of larger is better. And I don't necessarily think that that is always true, because you mentioned six people is where your goals for accommodating the, you know, the people who live at your home at LiveWell.
Yeah.
And that allows you the opportunity to have the person-centered plan, care plan. And so they're getting a lot of care, a lot of one-on-one individualized attention.
Which could look like no care at all. I mean, the whole point of our model is to be as supportive as we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that support can look almost invisible, because our goal is to facilitate, not to overshadow and become the life of.
Right.
We're just here to offer a little guidance and, and support as it's needed and required. So some people need, you know, a certain level, and some people need a different level, and some people may need help in certain areas, maybe functional areas, and some people may need help in social areas. LiveWell is nimble and by design, and is seeking to provide a real individualized set of support for our community, however that may look.
That's an excellent segue into, we talk about, and of course I hop over these questions.
That's fine.
So we talk about services and how you're there to facilitate. What is a good view of a good client that's a good fit? And Zach, maybe you can speak to this, but what type of senior or, you know, someone that needs to use your services, what's a good fit for you all? For your community, for your home, and what would you be a good fit? Which client is a good fit for you?
Well, we're looking for an audience who needs a concierge support service for older adults who want to age in place in their community and in a family home. You know, we want to make sure that that is an essential aspect of who we are in this community. We want to make sure that LiveWell doesn't limit ourselves to providing any one thing.
Okay.
We see ourselves as being a provider for many different services, and really want to make sure that we're able to step up and meet the challenge of whatever community we are fortunately able to become a part of needs.
So when you're looking at clients from a diagnosis standpoint, is there one particular diagnosis or medical condition that you cannot accommodate?
No, I mean, not particularly. I mean, the care homes are licensed by the state, and so the state dictates and has sets of rules that we have to adhere to. But for us, we're thinking more of sort of the philosophy of the care.
Okay.
And that's what Zach was speaking of, just really being an ear and providing the necessary resources for our families and this community when they're, you know, having to navigate a really tough situation, like being unable to live in their own home or having to pull their parent out of their home and place them in another place, you know, another home.
Is there a resident or diagnosis? Is there something, someone that you could not accommodate based on their level of medical condition or
the state says that skilled needs have to be delivered in skilled facilities.
So
LiveWell doesn't represent
skilled.
Exactly.
So
and that's as broad as that.
When they move into your facility, when you're talking to families, is there level services that you can provide? But then, of course, you're not cookie cutter, because you create these opportunities for them too. So you're doing that concierge level of care. Can you accommodate someone that actually dementia, Alzheimer's? Is that where your big focus?
Well, we really look at it in this way. We're trying to deliver a lifestyle, regardless of whatever the aging ailment may be. And so we will take a close look at who this person is today, what they did and who they were and how they functioned in the past. We'll talk with their families, and together we'll come up with ways. For example, there's a resident now who is a scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that it would be helpful to recreate for him his office, one that, you know, he had at an area university for over 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and to play the kind of music,
mm-hmm.
which happened to be Gregorian chants,
in
the background,
uh-huh.
To display his prayer books, to display some of the philosophical books that he used to teach on,
mm-hmm.
In the library area. So, I mean, it's that kind of concierge,
okay.
Approach that we're talking about.
So you really drill down, and I'm assuming
really
there are lots of meetings with the families to actually see where they are now.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversations
yeah.
that go on
before
between
you
myself
really move
and
in.
The, mm-hmm. yeah, and all during the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Are there people, have you had the unnecessary opportunity to turn someone down based on, because you're looking at making sure that they're a good fit for your business model,
mm-hmm.
and your model of care. Have you seen a time where you had to say, honestly, I don't think that this is the best location for you?
We haven't.
Okay.
Again, I mean, what has Diane and I've seen as this Live Well model has been developing over
mm-hmm.
the past several years is listening to the families,
mm-hmm.
what are the challenges and the things that they've faced out here in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
and what can we do? How can our model be informed by those challenges and make sure that we address it appropriately?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Because it's good to address it at the front end.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our families come in and they decide, oh, this will be a great place for my parent maybe a year down the road or
right.
2 years, but mm-hmm. they look to myself and our clinical consultant,
mm-hmm.
Sue Davidson, to possibly map out a plan of long-term care
yeah.
for their loved one. I mean, we've been offering consultations to families on aging and some of the philosophies of care that we have at Live Well for them to apply in their own home or even
mm.
in other facilities.
Right.
So we see ourselves really as a resource,
mm-hmm.
you know, a broad resource.
Exactly.
And we can't have enough of those.
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're hit with that kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
you really lose sight and perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me personally, I really was looking for counsel and support during that very difficult time.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are a lot of families
key.
Who need
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And what you spoke to, Pat, I mean, this home is the right place for the right person.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a successful match
mm-hmm.
because we enter into a partnership with all of our families
mm-hmm.
who choose Live Well as the place that they want their aging loved one to live.
Right.
So we want, even if they come in and they're not exactly a fit immediately,
mm-hmm.
again, back to Diane's point, we're a resource.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that we utilize all of the great resources in this advanced
yeah.
progressive medical community
mm-hmm.
to our advantage.
I know at Galloway Ridge, you know, we're a CCRC, and so we offer every level of care. And it's quite interesting that when people move into your community, moving into independent living, they're going to come with ideas as well that are going to,
mm-hmm.
Of course, they typically present these ideas and suggestions after they move in that would maybe enhance your community for not just themselves, but hopefully for the entire community. Do you all get those suggestions from the family members? And, you know, how do you filter those through with after someone moves in and they ask and can make suggestions about, can we do this or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We encourage it because that's part of their involvement in
mm-hmm.
how they want to experience
yeah.
the living
mm-hmm.
at Live Well.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's the basis for all that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We really find that the, you know, custodial aspects of caregiving is really sort of the least
mm-hmm.
Exciting and probably the least important. What's
mm-hmm.
more important is developing a human connection
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and to encourage reciprocal learning.
Yeah.
So not only are we providing all of this for the elder, but
mm-hmm.
we are, in fact, are actually becoming really enriched ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you know, both parties can share that common understanding, really some amazing work and growth can happen regardless of physical or cognitive impairments and conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when we have people that actually present suggestions, we always get suggestions from our residents and or their families. It is a to and fro. It is a learning opportunity.
Absolutely.
And that's where I think having, we have a very open door policy with our residents coming to us with suggestions and thoughts and committees and so on. But it's just so exciting to have them bring that, that knowledge and that information and their life experience, too. And
shows they care.
It does.
And we have loving, caring families as part of the Live Well community.
Yeah.
It's clear. Yeah. People really found us. They were really looking for an alternative to how care is thought about and delivered in our community. And
let's talk about that alternative. You guys, what's a differentiator for you guys? What makes you different? Let's say if I'm, looking for care, what makes you different from the next location 5 miles down the road? Because they could be 5 miles down the road. There are a lot of them around. What makes you different?
Well, I mean, getting back to the environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, the environment is key.
Mm-hmm.
So being in a beautiful home, a home in a real neighborhood with all the vibrancy and that presents, I think is important.
Yeah.
It counters the thought that aging happens only in these places or over here.
Yeah.
No, it's part of just normal life and normal community.
Mm-hmm.
The relationships that are developed between staff and residents and between the residents themselves at Live Well, it is a real home. I mean, we function as a family. Have their place at the table.
Yeah.
We have two staff on throughout the day, and they function as part of this family. We know each other really well. My staff have been around as long as we've been open, and some of our residents have too. So these are long-standing relationships. And I, of course, have resided on the property, so I'm part of the family, and I've gotten to experience and benefit from all the lives and families who have come through the doors.
They're kind of like your extended family
Completely, completely. They provide support for me, and I provide support for them, and we do it for each other.
Yeah.
It really functions in that way.
Yeah.
And so we get to a level of kind of, intuitive care at that point, like the kind of care you would give your own mother because you know each other so well.
Exactly.
And you kind of anticipate their needs rather than relying on a schedule to drive the events and activities of the day.
And even though none of us in here are doctors, but you are do you have a clinical
healthcare management?
Okay. When you are observing and interacting with seniors, people that are your family, there are different little signs of their health that you pick up on even before, of course, a physician, and that you know. So being there, like I said, an intuitive and experience in life with them and that aging process, you don't always have to rely on a doctor to tell you something or, clinical. You can just see things happening.
No, when you live with a person, like, when I spent the last years of my mom's life with her in California, it was clear where she was in her life stages. And it was clear the things that made her happy.
Yeah.
So those things are also present in the care at Live Well because the circumstances are similar.
Yeah.
We have a deep relationship with one another. Mm-hmm. We have an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We come to the table with a whole lot of compassion and a sense of a personal calling to care.
Yeah.
And when you have those two things combined, it really becomes sort of like a effortless kind of unfolding of the day.
Yeah.
Yet underneath, there are some real evidence-based principles that are guiding the day.
Yeah. Zach, tell us a little bit about, I'm looking for a place for my mom. What does that mean as far as the financial commitment, and how do I make that happen?
Well, again, the rates at LiveWell are always driven by an assessment that happens with our nurse, Sue Davidson, and Diane.
Okay.
So we assign a level of care to each individual, but the financial, at least the initial piece, is it's starting at $7,000 per month.
Okay.
And it can go upwards, you know, just based on the level of care that each individual needs.
Okay. And this is paid out of...
We do not work with government subsidies. It's it is a private pay business.
Okay, okay. I mean, you know, when you think about, you know, you have people that think about, what do I do with my retirement? Do I leave it to my children? Do I use it now to travel the world? Do I use it to take care? You know what I mean? So many things we think about.
And that's kind of the work that we're seeing ourselves coming into as we grow, and that's to really look at aging and what aging means for us in Orange County and you know, the Raleigh-Durham area and, you know, beyond. And for us as a culture to start having a real conversation about that.
Yeah, because the World War II folks put aside
very
money
different.
For this part of their care.
And the economy was different.
It was different, and they were planners.
Yeah, my parents worked in the same company for 20, 25 years. That's unheard of. Right,
that's
exactly. They're
years.
From that, exactly, you know, 50 years, the retirement. I mean, that story isn't as true anymore here. So we really do have to think through it and become really open to new models and platforms of delivering the kind of support and assistance that older adults need.
Because aging is inevitable.
It's
going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, right. The alternative is not so good.
Not so good.
Not well.
You know, because if I had a choice, my own personal choice, you know, if I had, you know, retirement that was just $1 million of retirement, millions of dollars, you know, do you leave this money to your children? Mm-hmm. Or do you say, I'm going to give you a better gift.
Mm.
I'm going to go ahead and make my plan that I have everything mapped out, that I'm actually going to be here in this community that's really going to take excellent care of me. And,
You know, it's interesting. Some of the families, the children, of course, are the people we deal with primarily. And they're, you know, either coordinating the support or contributing to the support. But it's interesting, those families for whom their parent did make those kinds of plans, there seems to be a great deal of confidence and relief and knowing that their job is to be custodians of that plan. And
I can imagine so.
Yeah. And, you know, that includes thought and putting aside the resources to do it. But that's my take.
Yeah. That would be my,
choice. I think so.
You can take a cruise on your own.
I think so. I mean, I think it would take the sort of stun that so often happens when all of a sudden you're, you know, bam, in the middle of a crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
And think about it. I mean, we also have lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, we also have families.
Yeah.
We also have our own aging concerns and health conditions. And so it becomes just a larger, more exacerbated issue when you, you know, are faced with having to navigate those, you know, key decisions on behalf of a parent or a grandparent.
But as you mentioned, that some of the your family members seem to...
They're appreciative that mom and dad made a plan.
Yeah,
And they put aside, they put the resources aside for it, and they're grateful.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, they
That's
are.
A... Yeah. Whole nother show, isn't it?
It really is. But, you know, that's part of the conversation that LiveWell sees itself playing a role in, and certainly I do, to really start having these kinds of forums and opportunities to talk about it so that it's not so buried and hidden.
Yeah, because I think we don't talk about it.
No, we don't.
Then the next thing you know, it's happening.
Right, exactly.
Because it doesn't mean that you assisted living doesn't, and needing care doesn't mean that you're 80.
No, I know. You know, when you're in a youth-driven culture like the one we're in, it's very difficult. But by virtue of the sheer number of boomers who will all be in their 60s and their 70s, you know, real soon at the same time, we will have this conversation.
Yeah.
And it's our hope that LiveWell and folks like yourself or were part of that, leading that thought.
Because you could technically be, as a consumer, someone using your services and staying at your home, you could be 60.
It could be 80. Exactly.
And assisted living and care, it's not exclusive to 80 or 75. You could have some other life-changing incident.
Well, right. I mean, you know, for some people, it is a dream to age in the home that they were living in when they were married and when their children were young. And now maybe they're a widow or a widower and the children are at the home. But for some people, that may be lonely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, LiveWell is an opportunity to live in a community, but an intimate community.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the socialization is
exactly
right there.
That's there, but it's not, you know, en masse. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge population that you're having to contend with, but it's a family.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, it might be families that you already know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, you know, if you're a sixth resident home, why couldn't it be, you know, three couples?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that lived in the neighborhood and, you know, they didn't need the, you know, 15,000 square foot home anymore or the 6,000 square foot home, you know, or to live by themselves and that there was more vibrancy and potential for joy to be in relation to others.
Zach, tell us this. We talked about the monetary commitment.
Yes.
And how do people find out about LiveWell? I mean, I know you all from the professional side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mary and Joe Smith are now taking care of both their aging parents. So you talk about they have four at this point, which that's a good thing that they have four because they still have four parents that are still with them. How do they find out about you all?
Well, you know, that's my job is really to make sure that I'm connecting with the community, right? We want to make sure that all of the physicians, the family care physicians, the neurologist, anybody that's working with this population, we
care managers, social workers,
geriatric care managers, in-home health care. We have been fortunate to be able to really create an online presence. I mean, we know that is where a lot of people are going to find out about things. So, you know, early on, we decided to really make a connection and a partnership with caring.com, which we've been, this is our third consecutive year winning the Caring Star Award.
Yeah.
So this is based on our service excellence and consumer reviews. And this site is the equivalent to the Yelp for senior care. So we have been able to really get a push from that and really our families. I mean, they experience what it's like to have their loved one in LiveWell and see the model of care that's been developed by Diane and the Beckett family. I mean, it ultimately is something where everyone is empowered. The family's empowered. The staff there, they are the center focus of this business moving forward, and they are the ones, the direct care team, that are actually touching and making sure that the care is delivered appropriately. For us, we want to make sure that we find a way to create new opportunities and make that opportunity something that's intriguing and something that is that something that people are pursuing, because it is a very honorable job and career. So we want to find a way to ignite those conversations in the community.
I mean, aging is the great equalizer. I like to think about it, right? No matter what your station is in life.
Aging and babies.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it.
The opposite ends of the spectrum.
So, I mean, Zach's done a tremendous job making people aware of who we are, and you know, there's so much more to go because our audience is everywhere.
It is.
It's everywhere. Everyone who has a parent, everyone who's aging themselves, and you know, certainly we know that people are using Google and other search engines to find places, and that's also where they'll find LiveWell through our website, our Facebook page. But moreover, like Zach said, just getting out in the community and being on shows like this, just sharing ideas and sharing what our thoughts are as to how we imagine aging could look like for our community here in Orange County.
And speaking of Orange County, the Department on Aging, Diane, you can probably speak to that award.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to be acknowledged by the Advisory Board on Aging this past year. And we received the 2014 Orange County Long-Term Quality Service Award.
Oh, that's excellent.
Thank you for providing quality care and improving aging services in our community.
Good.
So, you know, these kinds of efforts really help to get the word out. As to what we're doing in our area.
I totally believe in awards and nominations, even to be just a nominee. You know, you want to win, of course. That's the ultimate. Mm-hmm. But just to be recognized for the services that you offer,
and
it just means so much. And that you guys are winning awards for your services, that speaks volume.
Thank you.
That speaks volume. And that your third year winning the award with care.com. What is that one again? Say it again.
It's caring.com.
Caring.com. Okay. And the actual award is called?
Is the Caring Star.
Caring award. Star. Okay, and this is your third year for that
one. So 2013 through 2015, we have won that award.
And that's not an easy task.
Well, it's consumer reviews, and it's based on service excellence.
Good.
So anybody can go and Google Live Well Assisted Living, and one of the things that will pop up is caring.com, and it will show the 20-plus reviews that we have accumulated.
Okay.
And that's really important because those reviews are coming not from the state, not from the government, not from us. It's coming from the actual users of our service.
Couldn't get any better. Regular families,
right, who take the time out of their busy, busy, busy day.
Yeah, no one wants to take a survey or
any of that
stuff.
Think about it. I mean, it's the sandwich generation. They're managing their own home, and they're now having to manage the life of their aging parent. And for them to take the time out and write a review on behalf of Live Well is just something that keeps us really, really humble, and we're very, very grateful for it.
That's great. Or do you all tell us about some of your partnerships in the community? Because as you mentioned, the consumers, but what about your partners?
Yeah,
the
it
other
takes a
businesses?
Whole village to raise an elder.
I like that, raise an elder.
And Zach's done a tremendous job assembling the village. Go ahead, Zach.
Tell us about those partners that are helping you raise this village.
So our in-home health care providers, you know, our the geriatric care managers, our own team, you know, with inside of LiveWell, just making sure that we're able to coordinate all of the different activities and things that need to take place as people age.
Yeah, exactly.
Then when you other partners that you have, you go to the other facilities, you have, like you said, the symposiums, you're out doing special events and taking your seniors to different places. You have
We've
folks coming to your
amazing
place bringing wonderful resources right there
Zach's
to you.
Zach's organized a concert in our patio area.
Would like to give a special thanks to the Chapel Hill Garden Club
as well.
Thank
you.
And then
they came out a couple of times and beautified our flower boxes on our back sun deck area. And it was just an amazing opportunity for our residents to, you know, engage with people from the community. And gardening is one of the many activities that we do at Live Well. And we recognize maintaining a relationship to nature is really a helpful way of aging. So,
you know, it's kind of
really grateful for them.
It's almost like that each one teach one, because I'm sure that with the Chapel Hill Garden Club, they received during that entire time, they were receiving
of
as well
course.
From you all.
And this is what we're saying. They also have their own stories of taking care of their parent or dealing with aging within their own lives. And we're always talking about this throughout the day with either volunteers coming in or families or even amongst ourselves within our own lives. I mean, it's something that it's a human condition. It's a human event. And it's hitting us all as, the largest segment of the population is going into this next phase of adulthood.
I think they slid a ticket underneath my door.
I have the same ticket.
Yeah.
Zach doesn't, though.
But you know, I'm glad to have that ticket.
I am too. I am too. I mean, it's what brings us here today. It's what brings inspiration in the work that I do. Mm-hmm. It's poignant, it's relevant. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we both have, Zach and I and our family, by extension, we have a personal calling mm-hmm. because this is the work we're in, but we see it as sort of a ministry in a lot of ways. But also, we've dealt with this in our own lives. Mm-hmm. I know, Zach, you've kind of provided that. Your parents have provided the kind of care that we're talking about for mm-hmm. his grandparents. So mm-hmm. it's this all-encompassing experience.
Yeah, it is.
Being inspired and led and just, you know, thankful to be here today and being led by the Lord Jesus Christ mm-hmm. to be able to have the opportunity to touch the community the mm-hmm. way that Live Well is.
Yeah.
We are a family, mm-hmm. and we continue. It's a family-owned and operated business, so mm-hmm. really having that personal touch and that insight and the experience and expertise that's been developed here in North Carolina and also in California,
mm-hmm.
Being informed about the micro-community model,
having
an understanding of what it is to be able to actually retrofit and repurpose a home,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles being a place that has over 6,000 residential care homes, they were able to see, by way of sending staff into those places, they were able to see that there's an opportunity there, and it's just been a very fortunate opportunity and proposition.
And just having that personal experience of delivering care for my mom again and realizing what made her smile, what brought joy to her day,
mm-hmm.
how important connections to family and community and key people, places and things of her past
mm-hmm.
Resonated.
Yeah.
And so
she would be so proud of you, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And to be able to recreate and provide that for families in our area, mm-hmm. in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro area, is our joy. It's our dream.
Because when you're in the midst of all of this, you are exhausted, mentally, physically, spiritually,
and that's why we see this philosophy extending to people like you, Pat. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily has to be under the auspices of a Live Well home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a culture of care.
Mm-hmm.
How do we provide that kind of support and care for the caregiver in their own home, who's providing that woman who's providing the care for her husband,
right.
and for her or for her parent?
Mm-hmm.
How can she adopt the Live Well model of
right.
care?
Because mm-hmm.
It grew out of a personal mm-hmm. caregiving experience.
So she can actually kind of take those same best practices, so to
right.
speak, and utilize those even at home before her parents or her husband's parents actually may get to
well. Right, and they may mm-hmm. right, exactly
mm-hmm.
because we want to recognize and communicate the learnings that a caregiver receives by caring.
Mm-hmm.
There's an energetic relationship that's involved in caring. It's
mm-hmm.
exhausting. If you talk to any
mm-hmm.
caregiver, if
mm-hmm.
you're not even those who are professional caregivers,
mm-hmm.
Just the individuals taking care of someone in their home, it's exhausting. So we are looking at, how can we change that?
Mm-hmm.
And
that basis of community living, you remember back in the heyday, it was more everybody was
people were involved,
the
village,
the
sure.
The church
right.
were mm-hmm. would come by and give you a couple hours of respite.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call it respite
mm-hmm.
then. They just said gave you relief.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But they would come
you needed
by
it,
and
though.
Give you a time
you
to take
it. And having that wherewithal, that forethought,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the Live Well model, to say, hey, I do need to go outside of my nuclear family
yeah.
to get support in this particularly challenged
mm-hmm.
environment. It's okay.
Yeah.
And to continue to expand that reach out so
mm-hmm.
that energy is coming in. So
mm-hmm.
it's not a draining experience.
Yeah.
It's actually an experience by which you get to appreciate
mm-hmm.
this stage of life and learn from it.
Yeah.
And this is, this is just one of the beauties of this business is that it was born out of the neighborhood approach to care, right? Like caring for elders happened within the home. Mm-hmm. It's really just history repeating itself.
Right.
And LiveWell capitalizing on all the expertise and knowledge that's been gained in this industry. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that really encourages me as a young person of 28 years old to be to be passionate and driven to continue to contribute to this space, because we do have a great challenge, and we will continue to over the years, of how do we address the aging population as the years go on.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of questions, big questions, ones that we don't have the answer to right now, but we are challenged with that. This grew out of, again, there's a segment of the population that's going to be able to actually afford the services currently, but we're challenged to really think outside of the box. And fortunately, we have a lot of thought leaders. We have a family that's committed to figuring out this this problem and how we can make it available, these resources available to everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. I mean, Zach is representative of really, I think, all the good that LiveWell does. If we can get a young man at his age to begin to think about aging issues, I certainly wasn't thinking about it at 28. And then to take it on as his own personal and professional work, that is the only way that we will advance the thinking of how we age in this culture and the kinds of platforms and living spaces and support that's available. So that's really, really important work to get young people involved and to begin to think about it now, because they are the ones who will be taking care of us.
And to that point, Zach, at 28 years young, I'm sure you know when you go talk to the care managers, geriatric, you know, the discharge nurses, the social workers at UNC, and you, you go talk with them, they don't look like you. Not just because they couldn't accomplish, you know, that the education level. They look like Diane and I. They're in their 50s and older. And what I hear, and I don't know the numbers, and I have to have them on another show, from the gerontology field, it's not as lucrative. People do not want to go into this field. They don't want, you know what I mean? They're really the counselors. And I talked to my daughter's guidance counselor. There's not one single student that was at the career fair a couple of weeks ago that had 16 schools there at East that wanted to talk about going into geriatrics.
Well, there's only about, if you follow Dr. Bill Thomas, the founder of the Eden Alternative and one of the co-founders of the Greenhouse Project, which also is part of the culture change movement, as LiveWell is, and trying to transform how nursing home and assisted living care is delivered in this country. There are only 6,000 geriatricians. So it stopped way at the top. But again, when you have a culture that's focused on youth, everything, I mean, it just it becomes a watershed. And so to have people like Zach who, you know, who are plugged in, and I think, you know, this generation is a very different generation. I think they're looking to measure their sense of value and worth in ways other than dollars. Like what we probably went through in the 80s, you know, or the more the 90s, which people tend to think were more materialistic. I don't think today's young people are are coming from that.
I don't know.
And I think it's, and thank goodness. But we need to, as a culture, involve everyone in the discussion on aging, whether you're working at Google or you're in, you know, Wells Fargo or you're at a place like LiveWell. I mean, it's a national discussion that needs to happen.
And I've been fortunate. It starts with one, right? But it, you know, I've been fortunate to have a family like the Beckett family who has invested in me. I mean, that's where it starts. We have to have leaders and visionaries willing to invest time and energy into the youth so they can be raised up to be leaders. And not to see things as an opportunity. You know, not a response. I remember talking to Justin, Diane's brother, and he had paid my way into the Snoop Youth Football League, which I had an opportunity to coach whenever I was out in Los Angeles. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know, you didn't have to do that. That's not your responsibility. And he said, it's not my responsibility. It's my opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuck with me. And, you know, I think that that's the way we have to start approaching life and,
yeah.
and any issue that challenges us. It's a,
it's an
opportunity.
Yeah.
No, my family, my brother, Justin, and my sister-in-law, his wife, Dorica, mm-hmm. together, along with my eldest brother, Paul, mm-hmm. we're the family. Mm-hmm. Business folks with Zach, and you know, we have a history of giving,
mm-hmm.
Beyond this field. So, you know, what we're doing is consistent with sort of who we are and the values,
your
that
core
are
values
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. of our families.
Tell us about with the model Live Well, because it's such a great model. You have a location in California. Or that's the corporate office.
That's our corporate office, okay. And we also run a non-medical home health care business in California,
okay.
And also healthcare staffing, and it's mm-hmm. that's where I worked actually prior to coming back here to okay. launch Live Well.
Mm-hmm. Do you foresee another model home here mm. in Orange County or Chatham?
Well, I have to look at my crystal ball.
I threw Chatham in there.
I have to look into exactly. the crystal ball.
You know, Chatham is growing leaps and
Chatham
bounds.
Chatham is really growing.
Every second.
Carrboro is unrecognizable.
I know.
Today.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different
the
Carrboro
parking lot
than the
you
one
can't recognize.
I first mm-hmm. Was introduced to many, many years ago.
Well, North Carolina as a whole is on the top 10 list for relocation.
That's
I'm attending
amazing.
A trade show at the end of this month with Commerce and Tourism through their Certified Retirement Program at Pittsburgh, and Ideal Living is putting on the trade show, and they do these trade shows all over the country, but they're doing these trade shows in places where it's cold, mm. and you know the snowboarders, you know they want to
come,
yeah,
right.
they want to come to our beautiful mm-hmm. State.
I'm from
North
Boston,
Carolina.
So I get it.
You get it. But this area is growing, and North Carolina is a state to be reckoned with now.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
So people are coming home.
Yeah, it's a wonderful and exciting mm-hmm. place to be.
Mm-hmm.
If
our
you're in this field, if you're
back.
In this aging, yeah, mm-hmm. business, sure,
yeah.
exactly. That's how my family. I just mentioned we're from Boston, but my mm-hmm. brother came to attend Duke University
yep.
and played mm-hmm. football. So,
mm-hmm.
and my parents retired here, mm-hmm. so it's we've had a long-standing relationship.
Yeah.
And Zach, of course, is from here,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
originally from Cherville, North Carolina.
Mm.
So about 3.5 hours southwest of Chapel Hill.
Okay,
but this is the old North State.
Yeah,
love North Carolina. Tons of opportunity here,
mm-hmm.
and definitely happy to have the opportunity to make this a place where I can live and grow, and
mm-hmm.
and having been in Chapel Hill now for a little over 2 years,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what a great place.
Yeah.
Well,
really
I can
is.
Envision. I'm not on your team. But I can only envision, I mean, because your model is so amazing, and I can speak from my own personal, you know, thoughts. If my parents were living, your home would be a perfect home. Mm. And I say that out of all my thoughts and beliefs.
Oh, that is such an honor.
Yeah.
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
So, before I shed a tear, let's talk a little bit about, we talked about the model that we're going to get to Chatham County.
I know.
You have staff. You have two staff, and I know you have tons of experts. You're licensed. What is your license? You say healthcare administrator.
Yeah, okay. state administrator and medication tech here in the state.
Uh-huh. So do you? Who cooks for you guys? Who does your nutrition program, or do they just eat what they want? I would love that.
I know, right?
Just eat what you want.
Well, mm-hmm. we're required by the state to have therapeutic type menus as well as regular diets, and
okay.
all of which have to be
approved
by a dietitian. But that being aside, I cook, the staff
mm.
cooks.
Mm.
That's part of the family
like
environment. We actually take care of the whole day.
Yeah.
So, you know, not only is our care delivery model innovative our staffing is. So there's not a separation between this department and that department. Mm-hmm. We're all working together, to put on a play, if you will. Right?
Like
and everyone's
that.
Got their role. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at, you know, showtime is showtime and the show must go on. So, you know, we have a sense of a universal kind of approach to working. Your job is my job. My job is your job.
There's no job that you can't do.
And the residents help out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. They love to work. Mm-hmm. They love to feel as we do, purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our model is to find what that means for each individual and to support the emergence of that.
That's a word that we don't use enough, purposeful. You don't hear that a lot, but I think...
As we grow older, doesn't that mean more? It's more important, I think, as you age.
It has such a place in our world now, but we don't use it enough.
Yeah, we
need to have it. Try to use it a couple times a day.
It's what will make you wake up with a smile in the morning.
Yeah.
And to go to bed feeling content.
Because if you're 75 years old and you've lived... whether it's a good life or a challenge, we've all had challenges in our lives.
Absolutely.
You still have a purpose.
Have to find it. I saw that when one of my oldest residents, he was one of our first residents, lived to close to 101.
Mm.
He woke up every morning with a purpose.
Did he?
You could see it in the glimmer of his eye.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the gentlemen that I look at and thinking, okay, this is the model of how I would like to age.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
To wake up every morning with a sense of purposefulness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, we're going to get ready to wrap up the show, but I always ask my guests, not because I get any residual, but this is just because it's something that we at Galloway Ridge experienced last year as a team. We read this book, Blue Zone. Have you guys read that book yet?
Mm-mm.
Google it when you get a chance, Blue Zone,
mm-hmm.
By, last name is Butner. Oh, gosh,
Thank you. First
name escapes me. But it visits, I think it's six places. I probably need to go back and read the book again, but six places across the world that they have an amazing number of centurions, but all based about the concept of purpose and living well.
Mm-hmm.
Living well.
Nice.
And not living to be 100 and having major challenges for 30 years of your life, the latter part of your years, but living a fulfilling life
all the way through, and all the aspects
of wellness, you know, the 6 or 8 points of wellness, depending on what you're practicing. But it just talk, you know, they visit with National Geographic, they visit these countries and talk to these centurions about how are you doing this.
That's an amazing, and that's what Live Well is about.
Mm-hmm.
That is what Live Well is about, whether you live to be 100 years old or whether you're 60 or 50 or whatever, is to find that vitality, that vibrancy, that sense of purposefulness, and to encourage that all the way through.
Yeah. On that note, Zach, give us some information on how our listeners can reach you guys. And give us some websites and phone numbers.
Absolutely. So you can call us to set up a tour or inquire about Live Well's offerings at 919-403-6718.
Come out and see us.
Come out and see us. Again, that's 919-403-6718. And you can find us on the web at livewellassistedliving.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can always Google Live Well Assisted Living in Chapel Hill to see a lot of the news and announcements and anything that we have on in the future announcements.
Okay.
Find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.
We're everywhere.
Exactly.
You're everywhere.
Yeah.
You're on the radio?
We're on the radio.
Yeah. But again,
we're getting everywhere.
Yeah, you're getting everywhere.
Pretty soon, thank you for this opportunity because this is really, really important and vital.
Well, it's important that we know our options and resources and what's out here, because there are so many choices and so many, you know, things that we need to do in this aging process, and we are better at this if we're educated and have support systems.
Education is everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to find that that's going to be the greatest currency
and
as we move forward with all that lays ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's going to be education and information.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have questions, please give us a call. We're here to help.
Now, if they want a tour, they call and schedule that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And if they have issues or questions around aging, other kinds of older adult, long-term aging issues, we're a resource. Give us a call about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate you.
Again, we had Live Well on the show. Diane Beckett was on the show with us today, and Zach Fraley. They're the team, part of the team, over at Live Well here in technically Chapel Hill.
That's right.
Yes.
Not too far from us, not too far from where you are. Stop by, give them a call, visit with them. Again, it's an amazing model, and they're here to help you. This has been Seniors 2.0, Your Life Redefined. Today is Thursday the 12th.
Yep. Yes, it is.
That's it.
Happy Valentine's Day
to
all
Valentine's
of our listeners.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Kiss a senior.
Yeah, exactly.
Give them a hug at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
get
right.
A hug yourself while you're doing
and
that.
And hug a caregiver.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, please.
Please
do.
Hug a really, caregiver and let them know that you do care and
send them some chocolates.
Yeah, send them some chocolates. Mm-hmm. And thank you all so much, and we'll be back next Thursday.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.